Welcome to What Would Rob Do, or ¿Qué haría Roberto? A guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Felix.
Yes.
I want to introduce today's topic with a clip.
Did you really think that roses and a poem would give you a second chance? You rhymed apology with apologetically.
I just felt bad, okay? Because you're right. I do owe you an explanation. The reason that I didn't sleep with you is because you're not attractive. There, I said it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much, because you saved me from what could have possibly been the worst decision of my life, and I've eaten sushi in Tijuana.
Ooh. Sushi in Tijuana.
That's a rough night, man.
I know. I haven't done that. But anyway, so that was Kate Hudson talking with Dane Cook in the movie My Best Friend's Girl, which comes out this weekend. And Dane in the movie plays a guy who's hired by other guys to go out with their ex-girlfriends and give them horrible dates. So their ex-girlfriends come crying back to them saying, guys are so bad, I should be with you. So that's the whole premise of the movie.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, you know.
I got a feeling everybody's going to be happy in the end, though.
I think with these romantic comedies, you expect to see that.
Although I do have to say, since we are talking about date movies, I have to qualify that I've been married for a while, so it's been a while since I've had to consider a date film, so I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, you know, you might want to give it a shot, although I will say this. I've seen another date movie starring Kate Hudson, which was horrible. It was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, really? Do you have a clip?
No, I don't have a clip for that. I'm going to spare you. But trust me, it's no good.
Well, what makes it so bad?
All right, well, for me, what makes a romantic comedy bad and cringe-inducing is when it's cheesy, you know, just overly sentimental. Literally, when I'm in a movie theater, when I'm watching these scenes, I want to, like, pull a blanket over my head so nobody can even witness that I'm there.
Now, have you seen My Best Friend's Girl, and can you vouch?
No, I have not seen My Best Friend's Girl.
Well, how do you know if this movie is cheesy or maybe it's just overly sentimental? Maybe it's actually...
I know. Well, the thing is that, you know, to see these movies ahead of time, you have to go out to these screenings or press things. And, you know, I have a little girl at home. I don't have time to do that. But I did the next best thing. I talked to the director of the film. His name is Howie Deutsch. And he told me that the film is not cheesy.
I think this movie has a lot of sentiment and doesn't err on the side of sentimentality, which I have been guilty of. You know, I can be really corny, and I think that this movie avoids that.
So he copped to being corny in the past. What are the movies? I mean,
okay, well, he did, you know, Pretty in Pink with Molly Ringwald. Do you remember that one? Let me refresh you.
No.
Blaine? His name is Blaine? Oh, that's a major appliance. That's not a name.
Just because I'm going out with Blaine doesn't mean I can't be friends with you. I mean, it doesn't change the way I feel about you.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm glad. Here's the point, Annie. I'm not particularly concerned with whether or not you like me. Because I live to like you, and I can't like you anymore.
I can't like you anymore.
Rob, I see you all twisted up over there, man.
That's John Cryer. He's also in that show, 2.5 Men, which I think is not cheesy. That's funny. But this movie, cheesy.
How do you know if a movie's cheesy or not? I mean, isn't it very, very subjective?
It is. And the thing is that a lot of times the trailer itself doesn't let you know. You might think it's a chick flick. You might think, okay, it's going to be overly sentimental. So there's a couple of the guidelines that you can kind of look out for that say, okay, maybe they're trying to, you know, appeal to a male audience. And some of the things I've seen is, like, if there's a well-established comedian in the film, like Adam Sandler, some of his movies, while lewd or disgusting, usually not cheesy, or Judd Apatow, movies like Knocked Up or Superbad have come out lately. Those, too, also can be really, really gross, but not cheesy. And there are two stars in this movie, Jason Biggs, who is in American Pie, another gross-out film. Good date movie, though. I liked it. And Dane Cook, who is a really funny comedian. However, he was in a really, really bad date movie. It was called Good Luck Chuck. I don't know if you saw it. The movie stunk, except for one thing. It had Jessica Alba.
Oh, so you're saying a hot chick can save a bad chick flick?
Potentially. But the thing is that nudity or a hot chick or whatever doesn't always save the movie.
Sometimes I see nudity and I feel like turned off compared to a scene which isn't nude and I'm turned on. You know, to me, that's all about the acting.
Okay, if the R rating on the movie is not a guideline? Is there any way to be sure you're not getting sucked into some kind of cringe fest, something you're going to be sorry you did later?
Well, again, you know, anytime I think that you're going to go to a romantic comedy, you're basically playing Russian roulette here, you know?
No kidding, man.
You see romantic comedy, it could be good. I mean, there's great movies out there like When Harry Met Sally or The Princess Bride. I love that movie. Or Love Story, which Deutsch himself recommends. Those are all great movies, but how do you know? I mean, he said, well, let me recommend to you something. And he told me about one that you might not guess is a great date movie.
Throw it at me. Which one?
This one.
You know, you might laugh, but I think one of the greatest love stories ever is Rocky.
But I think of Rocky as like a boxing movie and, you know, all the guts and Apollo in the ring and getting knocked out and killed. You know, Rocky 2, that happens, right? Very sad. But he said, no. You can pretty much turn any movie you want to being a romantic date movie. And Deutsch got great advice from a movie authority.
You know, I mean, Sidney Pollack said, who I always admired, everything. You know, they said, you always seem to do love stories. You know, he said, well, everything's a love story. Every movie is a love story. It might be framed differently, but everything's a love story.
So, you know, Felix, you really, when you think about it and internalize it, you don't really have to worry about going out to the theater and finding a romantic comedy that works. What you have to worry about is convincing your wife ahead of time that Predator versus Alien is really a love story, or that Jaws is really about a love of a shark, you know? The work has to be done up front, and then you're going to save yourself some cheesy movies.
Then it's clear sailing after that, man. It's all in the approach. It's all in the attitude.
It's all in the approach. The one thing you have to worry about, though, is that afterwards, you may work, you know, getting into the theater, but if she doesn't buy it afterwards, you're in for it, man. I've lived through this. Basically, at that point, I said, okay, you pick whatever you want next time, and I will sit and...
Yeah, the next two times.
Oh, next two, right. You've been married a little bit longer than me.
That's right, man.
I got to learn from that.
I think that'll do it for another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And I want to remind listeners out there that you can also check out the What Would Rob Do blog over at npr.org. And look for me on Twitter. I'm a Twitterer now. So check out that. Just look up Rob Sachs.